and he was a natural captain. The period of being a full-back in the 1890s, firstly, it was a three-man offside rule, so it became easier to catch players offside. However, that was seen as being unacceptable amongst the supporters of that period. Only later, when Phil McCracken, another character who was very much hated by Sunderland supporters, and I am going to come on to the Langley and Sunderland supporters, because we did absolutely hate him. There's no question at all about that. But McCracken became well known for adopting the offside rule, as did Notts County. So much so that this was a sad story. Newcastle once played Notts County six times in a row, and the result was 0-0 on each occasion. So that'll give you some idea. When they didn't play like that, they were a bit more stylish as it happened. And so Langley was the man, he was the enforcer. He took out other players. And behind him, he had Lyle in goal. So there's the three L's are quite important. One of the reasons we like to be here about Langley is last year we put up a plaque in Blackwell Colliery, which Michael appeared for Willie Layton and for Billy Fowle. And for this was a generation where to play football is far better than going to work. And that's proven by what happened to Willie Layton. Willie Layton was picked to play for Sheffield United reserves. Sheffield went to reserves against Sheffield United. It's a big game. He wanted to play well, he wanted to get the first team. He didn't go to work on the Sunday night, and seven of his mates were killed. So that's what working class lads, and that's what football is about, isn't it? For working class lads, getting out of the grime and the poverty and the horribleness of industrial repetitive work, which is, I knew myself for many, many years, being on industrial whatever. So that's the case. Why was Langley hated? It's a great tale, to be fair. Twice, 1898, Sunderland played Sheffield Wednesday at the old Newcastle Road ground. And for those of you who've got the book, it tells the story exceptionally well. Langley basically was taking one or two of the Sunderland players out. And Sunderland's got quite a difficult crowd at the best of times. But when the opposition team turns up and starts kicking the shit out of you, they don't really react all properly well. So somebody loved his lunchbox at Langley. Langley, it was, unfortunately, it didn't have any food in it, otherwise I'm sure he would have eaten it. And he slumped it off the pitch. A copper comes along and takes home the lunchbox. Now, Langley obviously was hungry, because what happened at the end of the game was he had to be got out of the ground as quickly as possible. But better than that now, if you come a few years' time here in the Premier League, you know, we'll be nice here. There's no doubt about it. Not that nice, but we will be at least pleasant, as they would say. So what happens is after the game, we sneak him out the ground, he goes to a hotel, and then the rest of the players come later. They're a bit scared. Who can blame them? When he gets there, he's got his toast and muffins and having a bite to eat. So that was Langley. But then we played this in 1903. The two teams, along with Villa, were the great team of the before the First World War. They were battling for the title. And again, Langley is a bit of an enforcer. This time it really did get very, very serious. He was sneaking it out the other side of the ground. And the Sheffield Wednesday coach, or the break, as it was said, was stoned. And quite a few of them were hurt. Unfortunately, not that hurt that they couldn't continue to play for the rest of the season. And of course, the greatest moment in Langley's life, when he did that season, 1902-3, score the penalties that were taken. So he not only was he captain of the team, he was taking responsibilities at the most crucial moments when you get going. And Wednesday won a number of games as a result of Langley taking penalties. And unfortunately, Wednesday won that game and they went on to win the league. Why did he not play for England? That's the question. He did play for the Football League side. That was more or less regarded as being...
I'll introduce David.
They would describe that as an international.
I'll go
particularly when it only became England.
Yeah, I'll go in after Mark.
The Football League. Yeah. Why did he not? Well, the reality was, he was up against one of... If you were to argue who was England's best full-backs, Ashley Cole would be one of them, for example. Crompton. Robert Crompton, who played for Blackburn, he was a brilliant footballer. Two great feet, great captain, and that's the reasons why Langley and Layton, that's why neither of them played for these. Where it's brilliant what Clive and what Tom have put together, there's no doubt about it. When you take it off, it's a fantastic piece of sculpture, It did take a heck of a long time to get to the sculpture, there's no doubt about that. And you'll see none of our three of us played a part during the sculpture, which, having said that, I have to say, the booklet that you've got, and I really would like you to do this if you can, Clive put that together, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. So I really would like you to give a round of applause to Clive. And the well done to the people who've organised. Great that you've turned up. Great that there's an opportunity to mark me unveiling the headstone to one of your truly great footballers. Thanks for your time.